My guest at this time is Texas Republican Congressman Michael Burgess, who is also a practicing physician. He is a member of the House Energy and Commerce Committee and represents the 26th Congressional District in the state of Texas. He's also joined us in the past to discuss his frustration with a law passed back in 2007 as part of a larger energy reform bill that basically phased out the incandescent light bulb as a result of a lack of energy efficiency. But a lot of folks took issue with that because those light bulbs are a lot cheaper. There's not a danger issue as there is with compact fluorescent light bulbs should they break. And there's also, of course, the personal individual freedom issue along those lines. The issue has changed a little bit here as the House considers legislation to keep the government funded through the rest of the fiscal year. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Craig, I'm happy to be with you.
Well, the law hasn't been repealed or even that provision of the law, but it has changed on the funding side. Explain what's going on here.
Well, as you know, and this is something I've been dealing with literally for the last 4 years, it was December 2007 when this energy bill passed the House, a poorly advised energy bill, signed into law by President Bush, and it did phase out some of the older incandescent bulbs. And several of us have been trying ever since that time to remediate that policy. In July, there was a bill on the floor of the House to do away with this language in the Energy Security Act, but it got defeated. Well, that same day, of course, the Energy and Water Appropriations Bill was up on the floor of the House, and I put an amendment into it to say that no funds appropriated for energy and water can be used for the enforcement of the light bulb standards. And as a consequence, it has the effect of not allowing the Department of Energy to go forward with the prohibition on the 100-watt bulb.
So where does this stand now? Will manufacturers start making it again, or is it still kind of tentative at this point, so they probably won't?
It remains to be seen. You know, our governor in Texas in the last legislative session had a bill allowing the 100-watt bulb to be sold in Texas. So this maybe this is good news for a manufacturer in Texas who would want to fill that space in the marketplace. But you're correct, and nothing I've done would force manufacturers to make a product that they don't want to make. But that was the whole point here. The government shouldn't be limiting liberty. And when it gets into that business, it's hard for the government to know when to stop. So this was people say, well, this is a relatively minor issue. Agreed. But it is one of those instances where the government steps into a place where it's got no business. And look what has happened since December of 2007. We've had bailouts. We've had the government take over banks. We've had the government take over automobile industries. We've had the government take over all kinds of stuff, healthcare, stuff they never belonged in, now is the purview of the federal government. And it all, if you wish, it all starts with the government taking your right to burn an incandescent bulb in your home. Well, this today score one very modest victory for liberty, and we're going to allow people to continue to buy the kind of light bulb that they want to have in their house.
Congressman, explain what happened back a little bit earlier in the year. You mentioned that the standalone bill failed, but your amendment to a larger energy and water bill passed. How did that happen?
Well, the standalone bill was brought up on what's called suspension, which means it has to have two-thirds of the House voting in favor of it in order for it to pass. It got a majority, but not a two-thirds majority, and as a consequence, the bill was not passed. And, you know, I got to admit, when that happened, I thought that was the end of it. But I worked with my staff that evening, and the Energy and Water Appropriations Bill was just up on the House floor. The time for amendments was still open. We got the right. It took us a little while because you're not allowed to legislate on an appropriations bill. It took us a few tries to get the right language with working with legislative counsel here in the House, but we eventually did. I dropped the amendment. I went down to the floor and defended it, and it passed.
Congressman, in terms of how long this reprieve for the incandescent bulb lasts, is it just through the current fiscal year, or does the fact that this funding has been removed make it so that someone will have to proactively return that funding to go back to where we were just a couple days ago?
Technically, it's until the end of the fiscal year. Of course, September 30th of 2012 will be a pretty hot and heavy political time, so in all likelihood, what do you think? Will there be a continuing resolution which just continues current policy until some point in the future? Yeah. So that could easily be a year from now after the next election. Once an appropriation rider like this is in an appropriations bill, it tends to get continued year after year until somebody affirmatively goes in and stops it. It would still be at risk at the end of the fiscal year. There's no question about that. But it does give us a little bit of a reprieve, a chance to take another run at this, maybe a chance to redo energy policy once and for all so we can get things like this and the ethanol mandate out of the Energy Security Act that was passed in December of 2007.
Last 30 seconds, sir. What's your advice to the hoarders who have been going to hardware stores and grocery stores to stock up on the bulbs if they want to keep them, knowing they'd be phased out soon until your work made it back into law here? Should they keep going, or are they pretty safe right now?
Well, I think they would be wise to continue to protect their stockpiles. And there's no telling what your United States Congress might do at the end of the next year. But it was the hoarders, of course, who brought to my attention that this policy that Congress had done was not just a bad idea. It was really wrong. And it was a place where Congress had no business going. And again, it was the hoarders who pointed that out to me.
Well, as you mentioned, sir, it might not be the most significant issue facing Congress, but it's one that folks deal with every day on a very real and basic way. And so I'm sure many people are happy to know that they still have that choice out there. Thank you very much for being with us.
Absolutely. Thank you, Greg.
Texas Republican Congressman Michael Burgess represents his state's 26th congressional district. He sits on the House Energy and Commerce Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.